Well, welcome everybody to another edition of our LifeWest Leadership Line. I'm Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of LifeWest, and I have the indomitable, the rock that I stand on with me, of course, my partner in health and life and raising kids and chiropractic, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hi, Mary. Good to see you. We're in the same home, but in different rooms. And our guest today is a really phenomenal chiropractor. Just I had a chance to hear him speak on stage, and I think I was in Las Vegas or somewhere. And Ryan, you just rocked me to the bone. I mean, you were just incredible. It's Dr. Ryan Zimmerman. Ryan is an amazing chiropractor, but he's also an amazing person. You'll feel his heart. You'll hear what he has to say today. I want to just kind of give you the lowdown on Ryan, where he comes from. 16 years in practice, graduated in 2005. At that point in time, it was Los Angeles College of Chiropractic. Now, of course, it's Southern California University of Health Sciences. He started off as an associate when he graduated. He's from the LA area, I believe, and started off as an associate for a year and a half. And then after a year and a half, went into his own practice just outside of Pasadena in La Pinata. He's been out doing what he's doing 16 years. He's teaching chiropractors for the last 3 years on communicating chiropractic and working. He's got mentors that he's that he's had. One of your big mentors was Brad Glowacki. I know that because that's where I saw you. He's just a phenomenal person. He's actually the women's national team, the soccer team for the U.S. Their chiropractor. He's supposed to be at the Wave with us in August, but all of a sudden he got, you know, because things were in flux. Next thing you know, boom, we need you in Tokyo, because they weren't sure what was going on. And so now he's supposed to be in Tokyo with the women's national team. It's at the same time as the Wave. So he had to cancel on us, but it wasn't a cancellation. We're so happy that you can go and serve our country and serve our women and bring home the gold. And also, you're the soccer, you take care of the soccer teams in LA, the two professional teams, right? The LA Soccer Club and the football club, and then the LA Galaxy. So, you know, you're doing a lot, man. And, you know, in what you're doing, I know you've got two kids, right? And yep. Of course, a spouse, you know, and all those things. Children are what, 5 years old and 10?
Yep, 5 and 10, exactly. Yep.
5 and 10. You took that break in between and came back at it, and it's awesome. We're just tickled pink to have you with us. So thank you for being with us today, Ryan.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.
So I mean, my first question is how it all began. Tell us how you made the connection in the soccer world.
So I played soccer. I played soccer in high school. I played through college as well, and just got into it. I was in the training room. I was actually a constitutional law poli-sci major in undergrad, and I had a really bad injury and ended up in the training room. And I said, I do not want to be in a courtroom. I want to be in a training room setting. And it kind of clicked. I had had chiropractic for migraine headaches when I was young. And so it was that literally that light bulb moment for me. I remember laying in my dorm room and being, this is what I want to do. I continued with the poli-sci degree, but took all the science prerequisites during the weekends and went straight into chiropractic school.
So you did New College or one of those, right?
Exactly.
Back in those days, you couldn't just graduate with an undergraduate degree, whether it was poli-sci or art, like we could do now, and just roll right into chiropractic as what we call an alternative track student. You couldn't do that. You had to like have your prerequisites, which were anatomy, physiology, chemistries, physics. All that's a wild.
That was hard because I was living at Newport Beach. And so the weekends when Newport Beach is...
You're surfing, right?
Surfing. I'm going to New College on the weekends taking O-Chem and Bio-Chem. So yeah, it was good. It was good because I knew that it was deferred gratification. And for me, it's always been a theme in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a big theme because it's like, you know, that discipline of, you know, going to school. And you're at UC Irvine, obviously, if you're over in the Newport area, Orange County area. To be a soccer player over there along with, I mean, a student athlete along with, Irvine's no easy school to be in, right? That means that you know, your nose was to the grindstone, obviously. And then on weekends when you can take a breath and breathe, you were in a classroom sitting for 8 hours on Saturday and Sunday taking one class on two weekends, right? And then to the next, man. That's just, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. But you know what? Things happen for a reason. And then what happened? Like, you know, are you a sports chiropractor, first of all?
So when I got out, I was like, that was my idea. I was like, I'm doing this, and nothing really, I was doing sports physicals at local high schools and nothing was really hitting. And then my sister, my older sister, she was pregnant with her first baby. She came in, I went to ICPA, took a, you know, Gene Young, Tommy Webster technique. Sure. I turned the baby, and all of a sudden my sister went back to her midwife, and this midwife just started flooding me with expectant mom. Uh-huh.
Wow.
This is cool. These are kind of like athletes. They're ready for, they're going to perform something. They're coming in a pretty good state of health. And so my paradigm practice kind of shifted towards families and expectant moms. Years later, the sports thing kind of hit, but I went off. And so now I have this really, I like the practice I have. It's a really cool integrated practice of professional and amateur athletes, and then moms and children. And so it's a really fun, happy environment in my office.
Wow. And how did you make the connection with the teams?
So I played soccer in high school with one of the players who was on the LA Galaxy.
Okay.
So that means you weren't the best player on the team. Is that correct?
What's that?
That means you weren't the best player on the team.
I was not the best player on the team. But I called him, Mary. I called him every 3 months for 3 years, just checking in. How you doing? What's up? You guys need someone? Hey, I'm here if you need me.
Wow.
Every 3 months for 3 years. And finally, their head chiropractor, he couldn't make one game. And so like, hey, we need you to come down to the stadium for this game. I think I was in the middle of a family dinner, and I just dropped everything and I drove down to Carson in Los Angeles. And I showed up for that one game, and I didn't hear from them for about 3 months. And then they said, we want you to come down now more frequently. And so
that was
just kind of that, you know, they always say luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And that was that moment, you know.
What happened to the other chiropractor?
So he was just working with a couple other professional teams, the Dodgers, the Lakers. So he was spread really thin.
Yeah.
And they needed someone that could be more consistent. And so I was able to be that person. Now, at the time, U.S. soccer was based out of that same stadium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I can get into that, how that evolved as well, too, if you want me to.
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, here you are with the Galaxy, which was like, you know, the big team on the West Coast at the time. Yeah. You know, anything in L.A. is always big, right? And I don't know if they had Landon Donovan at the time. Yeah. I'm not sure who they, because I know he played for them. Yeah. And then how did the U.S. national team, the women's team, come about?
So, yeah. So Donovan, Beckham, Keane, Zlatan, I got to work with all those cool guys. And they were great to play with. So one day the head trainer for the U.S. soccer team came down and say, hey, is your chiropractor in? I need an adjustment. And they're like, he's right over there. And I only went down on Thursday mornings. And so just timing would have it. And I adjusted him. And I said, hey, do you guys have a chiropractor? Again, just took the opportunity. Do you guys have a chiropractor in LA for the women's team? It's like, no, we don't have one. And so I said, here's my cell phone. Give me your cell phone. Same thing. Then we just texted. Let me know when you're in LA. I follow them as far as when they're coming to LA. And next time they're in LA, he texted me, said, come on in. And the team was excited. They were happy to have someone that was straight just doing chiropractic.
Right.
And we can kind of get into what that training room looks like if you want to. But
yeah, please tell. Give us an inside view of what's there.
So it's generally a, this has changed in the last year because of COVID, but it's generally a hotel banquet room, because the national team does not have a facility, which blows my mind, but they don't have a training facility. They travel all over the country to different hotels, and then they have to set up a whole training room. And so in that training room, you're going to have three trainers, a PT, two MDs, and then in another room, you're going to have three massage therapists. You'll sometimes have a nutritionist, but it's a big open area. And then you'll have the chiro. And the chiropractor was kind of something that they were oscillating in and out with. So I was able to help create a position. So there was always a chiropractor now in U.S. soccer, mm-hmm. women's training room. But it's cool because it's multidisciplinary, but there's no ego in there. So they want you to, they're asking you questions. What are you doing? They're watching right. you, just like you're asking them questions, which is really cool. It's a really good environment.
Yeah. So Ryan, in my head, I've got this hallucination, but maybe it's a reality. You can share that, the U.S. women's soccer team comes in, they go in for their training. Of course, they got to get their injuries taken care of, right? And rightfully, whether they're hamstring, whether they're ankles, whatever it might be, taped or whatever it is, right? But there you are. And I just see them, every one of them, just going to make sure that they have their nervous system functioning at 100%.
That's not a fantasy. That's what it is. And that's something that I intentionally wanted to create. And so for me, it was more about getting them taken care of pre-game, pre-practice. So they really understood this was not a fix, but this was a prevention.
Yeah. Or performance-based, right?
Performance. Exactly. All of that. And yeah, I kind of got in trouble during COVID because I was in Florida and they came down and they laugh because every time I show up, there's a line and they were trying to keep all the girls in this like bubble and they were trying to keep all the women, 6 to 10, 12 feet apart. And next thing you know, I'm there sitting on my table and you've got them all sitting in a semicircle just right next to each other waiting to get adjusted. So I had a talking to, and I said, look, I don't know. I just came in and they sat down. You guys have to regulate that.
That's right. My bubble is the 6 feet table, and that's my bubble.
Yeah,
that was not in your job description, was it?
I'm not COVID regulator. They have those.
That's really cool to hear. Just about really teaching them true chiropractic.
Yeah,
that's great.
That was what was important from the start. You have the training, you have the sports performance, you have this is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
For your spine, for your nervous system. Let's get it moving.
Yeah. And I think for our listeners, and our viewers, that it's, to be a chiropractor for a professional team or for professional athletes, they aren't looking for the physical therapy. They're not looking mm-hmm. for the taping or the this or the that, because they get that. It's done by professionals who do that 100% of the time. What they don't get, and Mary, you remember we're taking care of the Chargers, for years, and they're looking to just enhance their performance and get their body tuned up with something that they don't get anywhere else, and that's what they're looking for. At least that's what was our experience. It sounds like the same thing with you.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have a really, us as chiropractors have a really unique tool in the fact that we can do it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
We can see a whole team in 20, 30 minutes if we need to.
Yeah.
Which is great. So you can really spread that chiropractic quick through that training.
Yeah. So Ryan, I've got a question because first of all, how long have you been with the women's national team?
So 2014, 7 years.
Okay. So 7 years, right? And you've gone through players, like you were part of the team. When I saw you speak, you were part of, I think you showed things at the World Cup. You were at the World Cup with them when they won the World Cup, right?
Yep.
How many World Cups? One or two or this?
I came in with them I've been with them with two World Cups. I've only traveled with them with one, which was Paris. I came in right before Canada and I tried to get to go to Canada, but I was literally like with them for a month. And I'm like, hey, any chance? And they were like, yeah, nice try.
but Qatar coming up, you're all, you'll be set to go to Qatar.
So that's going to be the men's.
Is the men's. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
When are the women's? Where's the next one?
They were just in Paris in 2019. So we got to wait another 2 years. So it's every 4 years. So 2019 and 2021. So another 2 years. And then we got the Olympics coming up again in France in 2024. And then I think it's in Los Angeles after that too.
Yeah.
I'm already kind of.
Yeah, planning it out. Here's my question. Do you know what the men's team are doing? Because obviously our women's are off the chart. Man, they're the best team in the world, right? And I know our men's team is getting much better, right? And we're doing some, you know, we're expecting some great things on them. Are they getting chiropractic care? They asked you.
Yeah, they are. They have a great chiropractor. And he was one of the chiropractors for the LA Galaxy and the LA Dodgers and the LA Lakers as well too. And, he's really laid some really good groundwork for chiropractic as well too. But he's making sure he gets there. They're not at the same level, internationally as the women are right now. But they're getting there, like you said.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Okay. You know, my question to you is this, because, you know, obviously you've got a mission and you've got messages that, you know, that you want to put out. And you know, what is it? Like, you know, because, you know, here you are taking care of pregnant women. Here you are taking care of families. You got a family practice. Someone wouldn't walk in your office and say, oh, yeah, this is a sports place, right? You know, they would look at it and say, this is a family place, you know? And so how would you say, or what would you say if someone was to ask you, what's your mission and what's your message?
Yeah. And that's, I know, and that's evolving for me, because of all the different opportunities I've had and who I've been able to touch. So it's grown and expanded. And so for me is to continue to be able to provide, a unique profession to not just the people in my community, but also now I have chiropractors from Spain calling me that work on the professional soccer teams. How do we do this? How do we communicate here? But to make sure that we preserve it on an international level and what it is, and the fact that we work on the nervous system with our hands, with the tool, whatever it is, however you practice. So it's always been here. That's always been my mission, but now it's here as far as who's going to be able to hear it. Working on professional athletes who have a voice, I want them to know what chiropractic is, my philosophy, my paradigm as well too, because that goes so far. So when they go to Montana or they go to Houston, they know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that answers it. It's just, for me,
it did. It definitely did. Cause it sounds like, you know, you're looking to spread the message of chiropractic through the sport of, you know, of soccer or whatever other teams you're taking care of. You know, BJ did that, right? You know, BJ spread the message of chiropractic through the circus, right? And wherever people go, you know, it's not just going to a chiropractor. I hope they're telling people at some point when they really get it. Yeah, well, part of our training regime, when they ask them, how are you guys so successful? Well, we train hard. We got great coaches and we got a great training team and we have a great chiropractor.
Yeah. So they're one of the more popular players on the U.S. women's team. Her name is Alex Morgan. And she was in the World Cup. She was hit pretty hard against Spain. And she on Fox News, she's like, I got to go see my chiropractor now. Yeah, and that was me back at the hotel. Right. So it was like, all right, cool. Like, we know that that's, you know, after the game, but at the same time, she's saying chiropractic. She's saying chiropractic, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. And Mary, weren't we just reading something? Alex Morgan, I mean, that woman is just incredible. She has a baby now, right?
Yeah.
And came back after having a baby. She's still playing.
Like at the top of her game.
She gets her whole family adjusted, which is awesome, right?
Like, yeah.
That there it is, you know?
She gets the picture.
Yeah.
And kudos to you for communicating chiropractic to her, you know?
Thank you for that. It was, you know, as Ron was saying earlier, athletes are always looking for that edge, that performance there. And so it was, again, fortunate to be in that realm.
You know, and I think it's important, Mary, one second. I think it's important for our listeners and our viewers to understand that you don't have to be, you don't have to be a sports chiropractor, right?
Right.
You just need to know how to communicate chiropractic.
That's it. And I really think that, you know, being able to be introduced to ICPA and communicating to moms and expectant moms, I think that gave me a really good advantage in that sense, because you have to be so vitalistic and so holistic to be able to communicate. This is why you as a pregnant expectant mom need chiropractic. This is why your infant, your newborn needs chiropractic as well too. Yeah. It's easy to communicate. You need it for back pain. But why does my baby that's just born need it? So
yes. I agree. And I was thinking about that right now. You teach a lot of chiropractors about how to communicate chiropractic. And to you, it seems pretty simple, but to the chiropractors listening and to the students listening, can you share with us some gold nuggets of how you communicate chiropractic?
Yeah, I think that the first thing is, and it took me a while to do that coming out of SCHS, is it always tie it into the nervous system. Always make it about the nervous system as much as you can. I know you guys do a really good job with this with LifeWest. I've had some students come through here that just know it, and it's they'll keep me honest sometimes, because it's easy to veer away from that when you sometimes get into the sports realm. But that's really our specialty, is the nervous system. And I think that's the important part. Understanding that you're not just communicating with your mouth, but with your hands, right? I think that's important. The touch is a very powerful form of communication. And that's often lost as well, too. Even if you use an instrument, I would recommend, make part of your analysis with your hands. And so I think that's really important, too. And then the adjustment is the main thing, right? And that I learned when going into a training room, because they have everything. They have all of the e-stem and the cold laser and the cryo and all that stuff. So why am I there? If I'm doing all that stuff, why am I there? Well, I'm there to perform the adjustment. So just make sure you're making the adjustment the main thing.
And so that's based around, athletics, but you're teaching chiropractors communication, not in athletics, right? I mean, you're teaching them like how they communicate in their office, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on the spot and say, give me your top three tips or tool, or, what you teach others. What's your top three tips or tools that you teach them about communication?
So, and I would think, I know that those are with sports, but those fall into my practice is break, if you got a shoulder issue, how do we tie that into? Okay, we're going to check your C and T spine. That's the brachial plexus. It's like the sciatica of the nerve. So again, just that table talk, mm-hmm. I think is really important there. And that was really honed for me in the training room, having to be separate from all of the disciplines. And so that's where I've come up, and I utilize all those things in my practice. I'm sorry if I'm being vague, but it's just those are.
I'm going deeper.
Okay.
And you're not being vague, but I'm going deeper. So Dr. Mira and I are new chiropractors, and we want to know, how do we switch their paradigm from coming in, not sports now, families? How do we switch their paradigm from, pain-based, or maybe they had chiropractors that talked to them about pain before, or they saw them and that's what they were using chiropractic for, to really this performance base for just as an individual, not an athlete, What do we do? What are the three things top? I'm sure there's more than three, but.
Yeah. Healing takes time is a big one, helping them understand that. I think I got this from Ron and you got this from Mary, was that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We got to get a patent on that, right? That doesn't.
I expected that. I think those are really important ones, and that's something that I still do and I still use. And it's so loaded. And I hope students understand that. It seems so simple, but those words, that doesn't surprise me. That's what I expected. Because mm-hmm. Who you're saying that to? You're saying that to a patient that's in pain, and they need to know that that's okay. They need to know that healing doesn't always feel good. And so that's a really important one for me. I think that, one of the ones that I've learned from Brad, which is great, is, everyone's face down, like from an efficiency standpoint, running a practice, but then also like what it does when they're being able to shut off and just really relax. It seems again like, oh, you're just having them lay down so you can go through the practice faster. No, so much is happening there, right? They're coming out of that sympathetic state when they can just lay down and relax. And the first thing they feel is your hands on their back. And that just, that intentional touch. Yeah. And so I think that's another important one as well too. Am I getting some?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the nuggets.
That's
right
what
for.
I wanted to hear. And I will tell you this, because this is who I got my teacher, you know, Dr. Murray here. You know, yeah. That the line that doesn't surprise me, or whatever you want to say around that, was it's yes when they're in pain, but it's also when, you know, they walk in and say, "Doc, you know, my baby had their first bowel movement in 3 days, and now they're going regularly after what you did." And it's the same thing. That doesn't surprise me. You know, it's the same level. It's like we're never surprised by the human body, you know, and I learned that from my wife, listening to her going, I'm like in the back going, man, jump up and down and say, hey, write a testimony. You know, and it's like, it's just what it is. It's chiropractic. But really the truth is, it's just their body, right? It's the human body.
And that's what I follow up with. When a situation like that, when they're coming in, they want to thank me for what their positive results. I say, that doesn't surprise me. Make sure you thank your body.
Right.
I don't know where I got that from, but it probably, you know, down probably from David Palmer came down the line, but make sure you right. And that's, I think that's a really important one too, because it really brings them back to inside out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And maybe I didn't jump up and down, and maybe I didn't ask for a testimonial, but usually the last thing I would say to them was, don't keep us a secret.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah. That was authentic for me, rather than here's a piece of paper or go on the internet, do a Yelp review. It's always, you know, whatever it was, I'd always say, just don't keep us a secret.
Right. I don't think they had Yelp back then.
Well,
there's the line, right? That doesn't surprise me. Make sure you thank your body. Don't keep this a secret.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Ron, we can add Ron. Do you know what Ron's line was in the practice? And it was my version of, you know, of what I say to people. So that doesn't surprise me. His was, that's why we have you on a program.
Yeah.
It really, you can use it again for any situation.
We use that all the time. I don't know. Is Brad paying you for that one, Ron? Because that's like,
man, Brad took all my stuff, you know. And I got to tell you something. I didn't have a lot to take, so he's built on that tremendously, right? But he took all my stuff and he made it better.
He's amazing,
know? And I really mean that. He just put it into, like, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
he's amazing.
So eloquent in how he can communicate and make things happen, you know. But I will tell you this about the face down thing, you know, which if he has a
community, yeah, I love that.
It's in, you know, this is what we used to teach, is that it's not just that they're shutting off, and that's really true. They're getting out of their sympathetic. They're all the stuff that they walk in with, and just let them just. But also, you're talking to their innate mind.
Yep.
Not their educated. So when we'd ask a question and say, hey, you know, tell me something positive today that happened, and they go to look up like this, we put their head right back down, you know, and because I don't want to hear what their educator is going to say to me. I want to hear innately what they're saying. And when we ask questions like that, they're able to answer. And now we're getting into a whole different conversation with them, you know?
Yeah.
It's so
cool. I love it.
It's so cool. Ryan, you are, man, you know, you're like at that cusp right now, you know, and I love it. You know, you're in the game, you're playing hard, you're doing the stuff with the athletes. And I just feel like something's going to, you know, you're doing big stuff, by the way. I mean, listen, I'm not minimizing any of this. Something's going to bust loose where they're going to have you taking care of all the Olympic teams or running, whatever. I just sense something. And I have to tell you this. I sense it from your humility. I sense it from your certainty. You know, and I also sense it with, you know, certainty and humility are two components that some people might think, well, when you're certain, you're certainly not human. You know, there's no humility in it, but there is, you know, and that's that piece of that, I think, that really takes us in a very strong distance. I don't need to prove anything to you. I know it. And if you just give me the chance to show it, you know, it will happen, you know, and I just, something big's going to. It's already has. I mean, my gosh, you're the national team, you know, women's, you know, soccer team chiropractor, which is like, you know, the pinnacle of soccer, at least in the U.S., you know. So congrats on all you're doing, man. We really, I'm proud of you, man.
That means a lot coming from you guys. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I want to know if your wife would agree with me that your superpower is perseverance. I mean, I'm making those phone calls and texts like every quarter for 3 years. Like,
she cowers to that stuff, right? She's like, I can't believe you're doing that. And I'm like,
she still says that, even though from where you are.
No, now she knows. Now she knows.
Now she should be just like, you know, honey, whatever you want to do.
Now she says, she's the only thing she says, she's, oh, you're just lucky.
I think she's got to text you like about every day to make sure you bring home the almond milk, you know, kind of deal. You know?
Brad and I always joke about, like, you know, I got a World Cup trophy, but I still come home and do the dishes.
That's
like,
exactly.
Like, I was just going to say, she's keeping you humble.
She's definitely, like Ron said, she's my rock.
I love it. Hey, man, we've reached that time period. You know, I mean, I think we could just talk forever, and I so appreciate all you're doing. And I know that our students, you know, we've already have your website down and all that stuff that they could be able to reach you at and see what you're doing. And, you know, and hopefully you'll be mentoring our LifeWest students, which I know you're already doing, but more and more and more of them. But we got two final questions we want to kind of we wrap the Life by LifeWest shows up with. And Mary, I'll let you do the first one.
Okay, the first one. The first one is, we need you to go back in time and we need you to give advice to Ryan as a chiropractic student. What would you say to him if you could go back and speak to him today?
I would say the bad news is that it's hard. The good news is that it's hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's profound.
It's I'm training right now for a 50 mile hike. And I heard that's like an ultra marathon kind of quote. And I was like, oh, it's just a good life.
Yeah. Well, I want to think about that later today.
Yeah.
I like it. And coming from a guy who was at UC Irvine playing soccer and a student athlete, and then taking weekends when people are at the beach and where you could just chill, and you're in new college doing all those courses, man, that's like, the good news, it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the bad news is hard, but the good news is hard, you know?
Yeah, I think that's so important, is to understand is that the hard things are good. That's where you get the growth, right? That's the growth mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. Steel on steel sharpens the sword, right?
Yeah,
I love it. So second question, same thing, but now Dr. Ryan Zimmerman, who's in practice 16 years, gets to speak to Dr. Ryan Zimmerman, who's just starting practice. What words of wisdom would you give yourself, you know, not as a student now, but as a new practitioner?
I would say, I mean, to me, and I think I touched on this earlier, was make sure that you communicate the subluxation to the patients. I think that was something I moved away from for a while. And it was when I came back to the subluxation and the adjustment and the pure chiropractic, that's when a lot of growth happened for me, because then that's when I became the specialist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Ryan, thank you, man. Thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for sharing, you know, what you've shared today. I know that, you know, whether we're talking to students or we're talking to people in practice for 35 years, you know, there or more, they're going to get a lot of what you did. And I think, you know, one of the big things that I picked up is that it doesn't matter what you do in your office. You know, you don't have to be a sports chiropractor to take care of sports teams, right? And you can be a sports chiropractor and take care of pregnant women and babies. You know, it's everything. So thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you did. You're awesome, brother.
Well, thank you guys for spreading the word and doing what you guys do at the university and keeping the profession the way it is. So I appreciate you having me.
Yep. Well, thank you too. And we will continue to do that. Mary, I think we hit that time period where we're ready to close it up. So I want to thank all of our listeners. Make sure you keep coming back, listening to Life by Life West. We drop a new episode every 2 weeks, the opposite week or 2 weeks, you know, continue like that. We drop our life leadership lines. You'll get something out of all of it. Keep spreading this word, spreading the message of you know, Dr. Ryan and everybody who's on our show, so that you can, chiropractors need this. This is the food that we want to provide so people can have that. So thank you for being with us. Thank you for being loyal. Take care of your loved ones. Keep hugging and loving them, and make sure that you take care of yourself. And don't forget to give, do, love, and serve in your practice to the best of your ability. And we love you and we appreciate you. And we will see you again at our next Life by Life West. So thank you so much. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.